Okay, good evening. If you have your Bibles, you turn to Hebrews chapter 11, and we'll begin reading with verse 5. Just going to look at a couple of verses and some other verses that go in the context. And thinking of Christmas, what we're celebrating, we have to have faith. And we have to believe, and we have to seek. So that's will be what we're looking at this evening. So by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come this evening praising you for your coming. We thank you. And we thank you for your redemption. And we look to you and we seek you to please you. Not to earn our way, but to be thankful for what you had done for us. So we just give you praise this evening as we seek you and fellowship together. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so turn with me, if you have your Bibles, to Isaiah chapter 55. And there's one verse there that we will read, 55, verse 6. And again, we're looking by faith to diligently seek him. And we see that from the beginning in Genesis all the way to Revelation, that it's one story of faith and seeking the Lord. And he seeks us. We find his grace. But he gave his instructions and to his people. So in Isaiah 55:6, Isaiah writes, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." And that's what we're proclaiming here by celebrating his birth, that he came, and with this period of time, been almost 2,000 years, but we look, he's near, he can be sought. Salvation is available. Amen. Seek him while he's near. Amen. So if you don't know the Lord personally in forgiveness of sin this evening, we ask you to come and talk to Pastor or myself, anyone else that could you feel comfortable with, to ask, seek the Lord's forgiveness while it's time. We don't know when his second coming is going to be. We'd love for him to come this evening while we're partaking of this communion. Wouldn't that be a great way to be raptured up? And then all our pain and suffering and everything will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. So that would be great. But until then, we're to proclaim and share him and celebrate. So we're celebrating his first coming. So seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And then Jeremiah also has a word for us. In chapter 29 of Jeremiah, verse 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Now that almost sounds like the writer of Hebrews. Seek him diligently, earnestly. So we seek him with all our heart. And you will find me, he says. So Isaiah says, seek him while he's near. And Jeremiah tells us, we'll find him. When we search with all our heart. Then in Galatians 2:20, Paul says it a little bit different. It's about seeking him, but when we seek him, what are we seeking? Not only his salvation, but we're seeking his blessing. We're seeking to serve him. We're seeking his will for our life. So Paul says in Galatians 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by what? Faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So again, we seek him by faith. We seek him while he's near. And he says we will find him. And he finds us. And he's given us his grace. We're crucified to the flesh. We no longer live. And so Paul says, Christ lives in me. I do good, not me, but Christ through me, by faith, because he loved me and he gave himself for me. He came, he was crucified, buried, but it didn't end there. He arose again to give us life. So we go back to Hebrews then. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. How did Enoch please God? He believed in him. He followed his will. Enoch wasn't perfect. None of us are. But he, by his faith, it says that he pleased God. That was his testimony. And God took him. He did not die. So because God had taken him, for before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. So you want to please the Lord? Have faith. Diligently seek him. Seek his will for your life. He's a rewarder then of those who diligently seek him. When we diligently seek him, we're seeking him with all our heart. And he loves us. And then you go on, and of course the whole chapter is about the faithful. But this evening, I want each of you to think about your faith in the Lord. And as we're going to partake of the communion, remembering his death, burial, and resurrection, what he did for us, that he sacrificed himself, that you have that faith, that he's near to you, he's in you, and you love him with all your heart. And we were discussing in our Bible study last evening that, we don't earn our salvation, but we please him by serving him. And that we're justified by faith, forgiveness of sin, but we're sanctified by following him, and it's continuing. And then we're looking for the glorification. And that's our hope, that's our faith, that when he comes again, we'll be ready. So I hope this evening that you're ready. So let us all this evening diligently seek him with all our heart, and then serve him as the new year comes. Thank you.